With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The town board of Lac-des-Flambeau will be increasing from 3 to 5 members. The change was made after a vote by the electors at the annual town meeting last week. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with the person who made the citizen motion.
At last Tuesday's annual Lac-des-Flambeau town meeting, Steve Klingeman, a resident, not a town supervisor, made a motion.
So, with your permission, I would like to make a motion that the Lac-des-Flambeau Town Board expand from 3 seats to 5, beginning in the 2025 election cycle.
Klingeman doesn't believe a citizen motion during an annual town meeting is necessarily the best way to govern, calling it a double-edged sword. But he feels strongly that a larger board would lead to a more functional town government with better representation. Right now, the town of Lac-des-Flambeau is home to roughly 3,500 people. While it is not a requirement, towns with more than 2,500 people tend to have at least 5 board members.
Governing Lac-des-Flambeau is complex for many reasons, but with the road easement crisis, it's far more complex than any comparable government in our range.
Klingeman's property has not been directly impacted by the road easement issue with the Lac-des-Flambeau tribe, but his neighbors have been. He believes the town board could be handling the situation better.
We need the very best governance we can find.
Others spoke against the motion at the meeting. Some people had concerns about the added cost of additional board members or that it would make the town government less efficient.
And I think as a 3-person board, you're eloquent right now and have done a great job.
Town board supervisor Bob Hansen has been in favor of this change for years. He believes it will make the board more efficient and effective. He also hopes a larger board would be more reflective of the town's population, which is majority Native American.
Anytime you add more voices to the process, I think that you're going to find that problems are looked at much more carefully and much more thoroughly.
The electors voted 55-11 in favor of increasing the town board to 5 members. There will not be a special election. New board members will be elected in 2025. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
WXPR requested an interview with town chairman Matt Gaulke. We did not get a response. Governor Tony Evers announced Monday that the state is increasing its goal of planting more trees across Wisconsin. The original goal of the Trillion Tree Pledges was to plant 75 million trees by the end of 2030. Since the goal was established, the state has planted more than 32 million trees. The new goal is to plant 100 million trees by the end of 2030. Evers made the announcement at Governor Nelson State Park on Earth Day.
I can remember when I was a little kid, we went out to our 5th grade teacher's house, and she had acres and acres and acres of trees that we planted every single year. And those are all grown now. So it's Wisconsin, you know, even before the environmental, you know, expectations became a little more prominent, we love our trees.
According to the United States Department of Agriculture, in 1 year, a mature tree can store and exchange approximately 48 pounds of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. Evers says while the trees do their part, people can do better.
We're working on it. You know, we have EV stations going now, and as people participate in the purchasing of those vehicles, that's going to make a difference, as well as obviously our big issues around making sure that we're getting enough solar energy in our system and making that happen. So we're on the right track, but we have a long, long way to go.
This new goal will also aid Wisconsin in contributing to the Great Lakes St. Lawrence Governor's and Premier's pledge to plant 250 million trees over the next 10 years. Small business owner Andy Rich recently announced her candidacy for Wisconsin's 12th Senate District. Rich, a resident of Marinette, said that she's running because she feels the concerns of northern Wisconsinites are ignored in Madison.
As hard as we try to get the attention of our representatives, I feel like everything that we are asking for is falling on deaf ears, specifically in the realm of clean water.
She's concerned about PFAS in drinking water, particularly private well water, since they don't fall under the EPA's municipal well regulations.
In this area specifically, you know, the people here it's not really partisan issues that I'm running on. It's common sense issues. Nobody wants to drink poison. It doesn't matter what your party affiliation.
While clean water is a major part of her platform, Rich says she's open to tackling many issues.
What I really want people to understand is that I want to represent everybody. You know, I'm not running to just help a certain group or, you know, just focus on one issue.
The election will be held November 5th. Republican Senator Mary Felskowski is seeking re-election. You can read more about her priorities on our website, WXPR.org. WXPR will continue to bring you more information about candidates as we approach the election. The federal government, for the first time, is setting standards for the number of hours of care each patient must receive in a nursing home that takes federal funding like Medicare. Jackie Quinn of the Associated Press has more on what came out of the vice president's visit to La Crosse on Monday.
At a gathering with nursing home and home health care workers in Wisconsin, Vice President Kamala Harris announces
national minimum staffing standards for federally funded nursing homes.
Mm-hmm. The current law only requires nursing homes have sufficient staffing, leaving it up to the states. But now federal rules say they must have the equivalent of 3.48 hours per resident per day, and a registered nurse must be accessible. Vice President Harris on conditions for patients at understaffed facilities.
There may be no one available to help them out of bed. It means there may be no one available when they fall.
The administration's also requiring home health care agencies pay workers 80% of what they collect from Medicare. Advocates for the elderly have been seeking new standards, but the nursing home industry is sure to push back. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Federal wildlife officials have decided not to place lake sturgeon on the endangered species list, ensuring annual spearing seasons in Wisconsin and Michigan can continue. The Center for Biological Diversity petitioned the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in 2018 to list the prehistoric fish as endangered or threatened, arguing the creatures have been excessively harvested and their habitats have been deteriorating due to dam construction, water pollution, and water diversions. The agency announced on Monday that lake sturgeon do not need protections under the Endangered Species Act. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.